Mr. Crane?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought that.
He surely did. I told him last Thursday I was in a meeting up at his office, and I told him I had to leave early because I was coming out here, and he said, what are you going out there for?
Yeah.
I told him. And he said, well, you said that Miss Tiggs is one of the finest teachers I've got, so well, I'll pass that on to you.
Well, I wouldn't have thought he'd have said it, but...
He told you, didn't he?
Huh?
He told you that, didn't he?
Well, you come, how come you come in the back?
Yeah, you come sitting in the back.
Yeah.
We don't allow to come in the front when we got company.
You may come on back in here.
That's the reason I said
no. We're having a good time. I sound like I'm in a whale on them. I just
oh, that's good. It's awful. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's my standby. I don't know what I'd do if that girl was leaving me.
What?
Oh, she had a rumor out. Oh, this year, even this year that she was gonna marry. And I told Selva, I said, I can't stand Nanny. She said, I was telling Don Keaton's store once, she was there. And I said, no, if she go, I'll go. I have to follow. Nanny says, I may go where you can't go. I said, I'll be at the bar speaking in.
She can't leave you, huh?
No, goodness. She's a state to me.
That's good. Let's see, where we get to. We got to, we're going to compare how tall you are. You'd say, he's not as tall as...
As I.
All right. Or comparing how tall you are again, you'd say,
I'm not as tall as he.
All right. Comparing how well you can do something, you'd say, he can do it better than...
I.
As a man...
We usually said better than me.
That's right.
Better than me.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is...
Too far to run, I would say.
All right, would you say as far as he could go or the farthest?
The farthest.
Farthest, is that what you'd
say? Yeah.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
It... To you?
Yes, sir, to me.
It belongs to... I'd say her.
All right, would you say it's yours?
Yes.
Okay.
It's yours.
If it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
All right. And if it belongs to them, you'd say it's
I'd say it belongs to them.
All right. If it belongs to him, you'd say
it's his.
All right. And to her, it's
hers.
All right. Good. People have been to visit you and they're about to leave. You'd say to them,
come again.
All right. If somebody's been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about their coats, you'd say, where are? You're going to get their coats from them before they leave. You'd say, where are?
Well, more than one.
Yes, sir.
Where are they?
I tell you what they say we do here. They say that when we say y'all,
you all.
Are we talking about one person or lots of people?
Lots of people.
Lots of people. That's what I think too. We're talking about a group, aren't
we? Yeah.
Do you think anybody ever used y'all meaning just one person?
I've heard it used that way, but not often.
A lot of times they Northerners say we say y'all when we're just talking about one person. I don't believe we do that. Do you?
No,
we mean a group.
We don't do that.
Okay.
I've heard it used like that though. Okay.